Chapter 3. Promises to the Backslider. The Lord is full of compassion for His suffering ones. What sins are too great for His pardon? He is merciful, and as such is infinitely more ready and more pleased to pardon than to condemn. He is gracious, not looking for wrong in us. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are but dust. In His boundless compassion and mercy, He heals all our backslidings, loving us freely while we are yet sinners. The love of God still yearns over the one who has chosen to separate from Him, and He sets in operation influences to bring him back to the Father's house. A golden chain, the mercy and compassion of divine love, is passed around every imperiled soul. Have you wandered far from God? Arise and go to your Father. He will meet you a great way off. If you take even one step toward Him in repentance, He will hasten to enfold you in His arms of infinite love. His ear is open to the cry of the contrite soul. The very first reaching out of the heart after God is known to Him. Never a prayer is offered, however faltering. Never a tear shed, however secret. Never a sincere desire after God is cherished, however feeble, but the Spirit of God goes forth to meet it. Even before the prayer is uttered, or the yearning of the heart made known, grace from Christ goes forth to meet the grace that is working upon the human soul. Whatever may have been your past experience, however discouraging your present circumstances, if you will come to Jesus just as you are, weak, helpless, and despairing, our compassionate Savior will meet you a great way off and will throw about you His arms of love and His robe of righteousness. As the shepherd loves his sheep and cannot rest if one be missing, so, in an infinitely higher degree, does God love every outcast soul. Men may deny the claim of His love. They may wander from Him. They may choose another master. Yet they are God's, and He longs to recover His own. Heaven is waiting and yearning for the return of the prodigals who have wandered far from the fold. He, God, would sooner send every angel out of glory to the relief of faithful souls to make a hedge about them than have them deceived and led away by the lying wonders of Satan. The angels of glory find their joy in giving love and tireless watch care to souls that are fallen and unholy. Heavenly beings woo the hearts of men. They bring to this dark world light from the courts above. By gentle and patient ministry, they move upon the human spirit to bring the lost into a fellowship with Christ, which is even closer than they themselves can know. Do not listen to the enemy's suggestion to stay away from Christ until you have made yourself better, until you are good enough to come to God. If you wait until then, you will never come. When Satan points to your filthy garments, repeat the promise of the Savior, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." John chapter 6, verse 37. Tell the enemy that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Now He, God, invites you. Now, just now, He calls upon you to return unto Him without delay, and He will graciously pardon and heal all your backslidings. When the storm of persecution really breaks upon us, the true sheep will hear the true shepherd's voice. Self-denying efforts will be put forth to save the lost, and many who have strayed from the fold will come back to follow the great shepherd. The Lord estimates as of supreme value the holiness of His people, and He permits reverses to come upon individuals, upon families, and upon churches, that His people may see their danger and humble their hearts before Him in repentance. He will treat His backslidden ones with tenderness. He will speak pardon to them and clothe them with the garments of Christ's righteousness. He will honor them with His presence. It is the work of the heavenly angels to come close to the tried, the tempted, the suffering ones. They labor long and untiringly to save the souls for whom Christ has died. Angels who will do for you what you cannot do for yourselves are waiting for your cooperation. They are waiting for you to respond to the drawing of Christ.